fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the 31st of March, here at Republic Broadcasting. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with, have your crisis plans in place and ready to implement. I say again, have your crisis plans in place and ready to implement. And after consultation with the people at Berkey, I will once again take orders for Berkey water filters. However, we're not promising any specific delivery date. It's just overwhelming back orders, but they will get to them as quick as they can. And, of course, doTERRA still has On Guard, On Guard oil, and On Guard in the little roller bottle. Most of the other On Guard products are sold out and will be for the foreseeable future. All right, we have Leon on hold and another caller on hold. And Leon, of course, and I have these conversations every Tuesday talking about all kinds of prepper matters and, of course, doTERRA essential oils. And good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Really good. Well, you have good audio this morning. Keep doing what you're doing, sir. Your life has changed dramatically in the last week, as has most Americans. You want to give us anything you can share with us about your situation, Leon?
Well, I'm much more stable than last week, and a very good location pertaining to security for both myself
okay.
and my son. That's okay. pretty much the gist of it.
Okay, well, that's good, and I'm making a similar situation, and Steve Ben Noon has made similar preparations with his family, and I talked to Steve yesterday, and after my private conversation, I never know what Steve wants me to reveal public. I mean, I know some things he doesn't want me to talk about publicly ever, but I've concluded that I need to move forward with some things that I've been putting off. And I'll be doing that beginning today. And Leon, let's take a caller that's held over from last hour. You want to do that?
Yes, sir.
Let's do that. We have James in Pennsylvania. Good morning, James.
Good morning, John. I caught you on the Hagman Report last night, and I apologize. I was about 12 minutes late to the show this morning, so I didn't didn't catch the very beginning, but I was just curious how you saw if China would invade. I've heard a statistic that there are roughly 28 million veterans, I guess, who are no longer in the service. And I was just curious how you saw that playing into that picture, if those with combat experience would actually be brought back in. Would they be involved in guerrilla warfare, or what do you think that would look like?
It would be a total mess is what it would look like. there's lots of subcultures within the veterans, informal subcultures and formal subcultures. The president has activated 1 million men and women from all the reserve forces as well as the individual ready reserve. Now, Leon, you're a veteran also, and you remember the IRR as I was, as many millions of men and women have been. Leon, I'm not aware of the IRR ever having been called up, ever. Are you, sir?
No, sir, not personally. But, you know, I don't have the records from World War II, you know, when they went to Korea, so I don't know the answer to that.
I'm not sure we even had independent individual ready reserve in 1941. There may have been, there may not have been. I know that they called up all the reserves and National Guard, obviously, but I don't know if the individual ready reserve even existed in 1941 to be called up. I have to admit my ignorance when it comes to that. But James, getting back to your question, I'll give you a couple of insights here. The general public doesn't know. My outfit, this U.S. Army Special Forces, we worked with the Mountain Yards in Vietnam for years. Now, these were genuinely, and the ones still in Southeast Asia still are, they're Stone Age people. What does that mean, Stone Age? That means they did not have a written language. It means they did not know how to smelt metal. That's two definitive things to point to any group of people as being Stone Age, when you don't have a written language and when you can't smelt metal. These relationships became so close and such tight bonds that when we left Vietnam, we helped the Mountain Yards escape and come to the United States. And that was done with private funding, without the government being involved. U.S. former Green Berets got their buddies out and their families, and they brought them to North Carolina, where they are right now. Now, you talk about warriors. They may have been Stone Age primitive people, but they were true warriors. And I pity any Chinese that go anywhere near these settlements of Mountain Yard warriors and their families and the Green Berets that have settled around them. I pity any Chinese or other troops, foreign troops or foreign enemies that go anywhere near those groups. Other groups of Green Berets have, when they retire, they may buy maybe several farms in close proximity to each other and do regular training together. And that applies to other services as well. Army, Marines, the Navy, Air Force are... Of course, the Air Force is mostly technicians, not that many warriors. Clusters of veterans tend to be around major military bases because of the resources there, the medical treatment and the shopping and entertainment facilities. There tends to be within a half hour to 45-minute drive of major military bases, large concentrations of retired military around the major military bases, Fort Bragg, Fort Leonard Wood, and so forth, Fort Hood, Texas. And those veterans, depending on their health and their desire to defend their country, of course they will do the right thing to protect their families and protect their communities. So it's going to be a mess, James. There's no other way to describe it. The sheriffs of these counties will take charge, and they already know the veterans, and they will act as the militia commander to take command of the militias of their counties, which will include many, many veterans and other volunteers. It'll be a mess, no doubt about it. I don't know if that answers your question or not, but that's my observation. Leon, do you have any follow-up to James' question?
No, sir. I mean, if they're gonna activate or mobilize, you know, 6+ million vets, that would be a major. I mean, it's bad enough they're doing the reservists that are already attached, but for them to reach out to you and I, John, and I remember the conversation you had 3 or 4 years ago about Georgia and Chechnya and having to deal with that. So if it's getting that deep, then yes, we have a lot more problems.
Well, there's about 3,300 counties in the United States. Most of those counties have an elected sheriff. There's probably several hundred that don't. But these elected sheriffs, they are the top law enforcement officer in that county. And they're also, by tradition and by statute, the head of the militia of that county. And, of course, they will activate these militias. Even though people don't know they're part of it, they will be part of it, whether they like it or not. And they will do what they need to protect their communities, James. That's what it will come down to very quickly.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I guess it sounds like it, rather than an official call up, as it were, it would be more of a local militias that would form for defense, as opposed to becoming a part of the national military.
Right. And the militia never went away. By statute, the militia has always existed, the federal militia and the state militias. The federal militia is all men only. 18 to 40 or 45, I don't have that in front of me. The state militias is men and women 18 to 60 years old, and volunteers of other ages if they choose to. The militias, of course, will be activated, and they will be under command and control of the county sheriffs, and they will be constitutional, they will be legal, there will be a command structure. These won't be hillbillies running around willy-nilly with rifles and shotguns. They will be organized, disciplined, under command control of the sheriff.
Understood. Thank you so much for your time, John.
Okay. You're welcome, James. Call number is 800-313-9443. Somewhere in my subconscious, I knew this day would come. I've talked about this day coming publicly for years, this day being at the cusp of a national crisis. It's already a national crisis. We'll be living, if this was to end tomorrow, we'd be living the after effects of this for years into the future. But it's not going to end tomorrow, is it, Leon?
Absolutely not. I mean, based on what's happening in France, Italy, and Spain, the number of fatalities, we're 2 to 3 weeks behind Italy. The magnitude here, if it applies in America, would be enormous. I'm not even talking. I don't care about the financial, and I know the impact of the economy is going to be detrimental. But the whole social fabric is being torn now.
It is. It is. And of course, there's some evidence that is contrarian. We just had Michael in New York, who has a personal friend, a radiologist, at the hospital where the worst COVID-19 patients are supposed to be taken care of. And it's business as usual, according to Michael. Now, I asked Michael publicly just a few minutes ago to try to get us a firsthand observation, firsthand report from somebody in that hospital in Manhattan, where the worst cases are supposed to be taken care of. I want to have a first-hand report. That's good journalism, is to have a reporter who's making observations firsthand, not secondhand from somebody else. Right, Leon?
Absolutely. And I have a friend who works in the Washington area. We'll get some more information from him when he returns firsthand, and we'll make sure he passes that on to you, too.
And that's what we need. That's what we need. Now, going back to an earlier statement that I've repeated many, many times, we all as human beings, we're subject to whatever gets put into our brain by its audio information or our images. These images that came out of China, you know, you and I were on that cruise together with our other guests when these images were coming out of China of apartments, doors being welded shut, of people walking on the street and falling down face first from this virus. Now, if this virus had that effect, that you could be healthy enough to be out in the street and walking down the street, and the virus hit you so hard and so fast that you fell over dead face first. How come we're not seeing that in New York City, where pretty much everybody over the age of 8 years old has a video telephone? Why aren't we seeing those images coming out of New York City if this virus does that to human beings? My premise, Leon, is that it doesn't. If this virus did that to human beings, we would see it here too. Why aren't we, Leon? Why aren't we?
I don't know the answer, but from what I understand, there's five different variants, and China had one, and we in America apparently have all five. So that's all I know about the variants yet.
Well, you and I are both investigators. You've worked as a private detective. I've spent most of my adult life working as a private detective. I look at the evidence. I look at the evidence we're seeing out of China. I look at the evidence we're seeing, or maybe I should say not seeing, out of New York. Now, if all five of these viruses are in New York City, which apparently they're supposed to be, how come we're not seeing those videos with all the... How many million video telephones are there in New York City? 2 million? 4 million? At least half, if 8 million people, there's probably 4 million video telephones. Well, the reason we're not seeing those images of people walking down the street and falling over dead is because they don't exist. That's why we're not seeing them, because they don't exist.
And maybe that's another reason why they keep everybody locked up, so they can't do the videos as well, or they don't want to have the capacity to put it out for people to be.
Well,
that
the images we saw in China, you know, when we're on this cruise, the people at Follower Dead, they were walking down an empty street because they had the quarantine in place in Wuhan. These people were outside despite the quarantine and on walking down an empty street, and they Follower Dead. So similar circumstances. I don't know how empty the streets are in New York City, but I assume they're a lot less than they would be otherwise. Lam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, John. Yeah, NBC News. Yeah, they have an article online, and it's a report from a nurse practitioner. They have a field hospital set up in Central Park amid the coronavirus pandemic. Yeah, there are tents there. And I find it really interesting that these people are making these claims, and that people don't look into it deep enough, you know, that it's just readily accepted. It's hearsay, because there's actual photographs here, everything.
The tent exists. That's true. We know there's tents.
I sent you a video of a nurse that was working in an ICU, and she has been working around the clock. It upsets me greatly that people come on the air and they make these false claims and get everyone.
I want a video from somebody you know.
I'll give you a video of a person that's working in an ICU.
I want a video from somebody you personally know.
What do you mean that I personally know?
Do you understand English, my dear? I want a video from somebody you know personally.
So, okay, then I guess you're going to say that these tents are fabricated in Central Park.
No, they're there, but is there anybody in them? Is there anybody in those tents? I want somebody to walk into that tent and tell me what's in there, or make observations firsthand. That's what I want.
No, I understand that. I totally get that. But this one video that was on the Internet showed an ICU nurse, and it did show the patients, and she was being interviewed.
Right, not by you, though. I want somebody you know.
No, John.
Elizabeth, thank you for the call. We got.
I have to let you go, because, love, this is getting a bit ridiculous.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 31st of March. We're visiting with Leon Green. We got callers on hold. Leon, the music's still going. There, we finally got the music out of there. We talk about health a lot and how to stay healthy, how to regain lost health. We've been encouraging people, you and I, for years to... We still got music going. Let's wait until the music's over. We'll start the show. I think it's over now. Okay. We've been telling people for years, Leon, you and I, to incrementally wean themselves off pharmaceutical products, substituting doTERRA essential oils for them. Well, that time has come and gone if it comes to doing it in a comfortable, disciplined manner, one at a time. That time has come and gone, hasn't it, Leon?
Absolutely, especially if the pharmaceuticals have been cut off in China, and particularly the antibiotics. Even if people don't expire because of COVID, they're going to be impacted by the lack of antibiotics here in America. And when I was at Sam's Club 2 weeks ago, I was asking them specifically, are you running out of antibiotics? And they said, we have felt the pinch. I haven't gone to the smaller places like CVS and Walgreens, but if they saw that 2 weeks ago and 95% of all the pharmaceuticals come from China, people who don't even have a disease related to viruses are still going to die in America because of that. So it is going to have that huge effect.
Well, it's Most of the oils that doTERRA offers are still in stock. Most of the OnGuard products are sold out. The oil is still available. The Touch, which is the bottle with the roller, little ball bearing in it, I really like that. And I know they're working diligently to get things back in stock. But if you find yourself taking pharmaceutical products and there's some issues about whether you'll have access to them, or if you really want to be healthy instead of covering up symptoms, which is what most pharmaceutical products do most of the time, here's what you do. First of all, get yourself two copies of the same book, the 5th edition and the 11th edition of a book. Here's the two-word title, Modern Essentials. The 5th edition says things that we're not allowed to say anymore. The 11th edition has all the latest oils in it. So that's number one. Number two, go to my website at thelibertyman.com. And under products, there's a drop-down menu. Get yourself, you want to get started with doTERRA, get yourself a kit. Get the largest, best kit that you can afford, because you get the most oils at the best price. If you need a private consultation, Leon is not as available as he typically is, but I know he will return calls as he can. And we still have an economy going, and you can still become a doTERRA dealer. If you want a private consultation or a become a dealer for doTERRA like I am, just give Leon a call. What's that telephone number, Leon?
303-495-2188.
Okay, 303 Mountain Time. Leave a message. He's a busy guy. He doesn't have easy access to his phone as he normally does. 303-495-2188. And just get going on that. Okay, I'm going to take one of these calls out of order because it looks like it might be critical information. Terry in Texas works in an emergency room. Good morning, Terry.
Hi, John. Nice to talk to you. Just trying to clear up some misinterpretations I'm hearing about the hospitals. I've been in a ER, big ER, 800-bed hospital in Houston for 20 years. So basically, they've shut down any visitation. Basically, patients only. I think they can have one visitor during the day if they're not a isolated patient. But our census are way down, and I'm not sure if that's just, you know, everybody's doesn't want to come out of their house or whatever, or the fear. But as far as patient load coming through the ER, it's pretty down pretty much. The hallways are empty, pretty much just staff only. The ICUs, we do have some critical COVID patients. I had lost a friend of a friend, but these patients are elderly mostly, so they are, you know, critical.
Well, you're a healthcare professional, Terry, and would it be a fair statement that the people who are critical from COVID, the ones that are dying, are the people that would die from influenza A and influenza B because they get pneumonia and die?
That's correct.
Okay, I thought it was. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for the update, Terry. Don't be a stranger, and if things change, let us know, okay?
Well, let me also say that the tents are up. You know, these are federal guidelines, and ours have been up for the weekend. They're going into effect today, but my understanding is they're just going to be triage areas where they can fast-track the people coming through that are symptomatic. You know, you have a little questionnaire depending on where you've come from, you know, cough, colds, it's flu-like symptoms. If they're not...
Is this a drive-through facility with tents?
No, it's, you know, you park and walk through, you know, an area. We have ours in our parking garage, and so, but it's a screen-out area. They may be able to treat you with some minor treatments, some fluids or what, but if they are admitted, they can be admitted to the floor under certain circumstances, what we call PUI, person under investigation, or, you know, if they're more critical. So.
Terry, so close clarification, are the tents up now or are yet to be up?
Yes, they were up last week, but ours at our facility is going into effect today.
And what goes into effect today?
Just the triage area where the tents will be open to patients.
Okay. And how much use is being made of these tents so far the past week?
Well, I wasn't there last night. I'm sure they're going to, anybody that comes through, unless they're just an emergency ambulance coming in for a critical situation, they'll be directed through the tents.
And how much use of the tents has been made so far?
Well, this is their first day in effect, so they haven't used them. I haven't been there since they've opened them up. I didn't work last night, but I'll be there.
It's early. Well,
yeah, I'll keep you updated.
Make some observations and report back to us. This could be very important.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, Terry, that's great. Thank you for the help, sir. We appreciate the call.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Our next caller is Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Well, I got a couple things. Does anybody know anybody that has this virus? And the amount of cases compared to the number of test kits, because they say they don't have test kits, but they're saying there's all these cases. Does that, anybody out there can research that and see if that adds up? And
well,
I've been using their territorial.
If you know somebody with coronavirus, you wouldn't have to research it. You would know it. But there's a lot of questions out there, and those are some good questions, Scott. Yes.
All right, I got to go. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Looks like we have Glenn back for a twofer. Good morning, Glenn.
Yes, hello again, John. I wanted to comment on this thing of like the tent hospital, the tents, and the off-site locations such as the Javits Center and the New York Convention Centers, college gymnasium, high school gymnasium, stuff like that. But what they're saying on, first of all, everybody wants the preparation to have been done yesterday. Well, if we were in the more level part of the curve before it turned up, the people wouldn't be utilizing the facilities they're preparing. Now, they're saying that the off-site locations are targeted for non-COVID cases. They intend to treat the COVID cases like the tents in the hospital parking lots might be for triage. To determine who's at risk for COVID. And so they're using the brick-and-mortar hospitals for the COVID, and their intention is to rotate the less at-risk people into these off-site places like Central Park and Javits Center. And down here in Philadelphia, in the suburbs, we have educational institutions, volunteering their gymnasiums and stuff like that. At the moment, they're not... they're not that, doing that much. They're just setting this stuff up. So that in the next, they're expecting, a great increase in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And so this is what some of the this is being set up for. So the brick and mortar hospitals, the COVID cases are supposed to be in there. And last night on the news, at the end of the news, they said that the hospitals were not particularly busy as of last night. Now, supposedly they're preparing, for this influx over the next 2 to 3 weeks. And so that's what they're saying about that. I understand, I'm certainly somewhere between the two callers, one caller who seems to think the whole thing is a hoax, and then the woman who was upset about, about that. So right now we're in this preparatory phase where they're readying all these facilities. Hospitals are not overwhelmed. Don't forget, all elective procedures have been put on hold, so people who would normally be taking up beds and recuperating from elective procedures are not in those beds. So that's another reason. So, and people aren't out on the street, so you're not having as many car accidents. You're not going to see the emergency rooms and stuff even because things are quieted down. So there is sort of a lull at the moment, but we don't know what's, going to happen in the next 2 to 3 weeks. If 2 to 3 weeks elapses or a month elapses without it hitting the fan, then they're going to have a lot more people saying, hey, what's going on here? Something's not happening that everybody's been led to believe was going to happen. And then that's when the credibility of the system will get called into question.
No, the credibility of the system will collapse is what will happen, Glenn.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Glenn, what I'm doing here, to the best of my ability, is practice good journalism. And good journalism is to find witnesses that I know that can give direct observation of what they've personally seen, not repeating what somebody else is seeing. That's not good journalism.
No, I agree. First-hand reports are important, absolutly. You know, when
it's more than important. It's not optional. First-hand reports is the only way to have good journalism. There is no other way.
And we know we're not going to get that from the mainstream media.
No. An anonymous nurse in a location, we don't know what that location is. That's not good journalism. That's something it can't be, because with good journalism, you can backtrack to where this stuff came from. If you can't backtrack to the source, it's not good journalism.
Right. Well, and on the TV, they show pictures of groups of nurses posing in their gowns and masks for pictures or something like that, or they'll show some tearful nurse who's mainly stressed out because of being overworked or not being able to visit with her family and stuff like this. So are not people most saying, oh, my God, I can't stand it. I'm around all these people who are dying all the time. You know,
they're stressed out,
but they're stressed out because of the system changes in the quarantine.
Well, that's what people are saying. I want to find my own sources that are firsthand sources that I can report on and stand behind as a good journalist. And that's what I'm looking for. And Michael in New York is going to help me do that.
I also don't want to be dismissive of, like, certainly people die from the flu, but this is another layer in addition to that, on top of that. So even if vulnerable or elderly or sick people or people with hypertension are dying, if they do begin to die at increased rates, you know, I don't want to be dismissive merely because they represent the ends of the continuum, the very young, the very old, and the infirm.
Right.
So, you know, we want to keep them alive, too. So I don't want to be dismissive of them.
We're still way behind the curve on people that are dying from the normal flu anyway. These numbers they put in bright red letters on the TV are just a tiny fraction, maybe 20%, 15 or 20% of the people dying from influenza A and influenza B. And they're making it look like some horrible
number. My 84-year-old mother had the flu about 4 or 5 weeks ago and recovered, thank God, within a few days with the assistance of Tamiflu. So, so I'm very grateful to God and the Tamiflu and the doctors and everything. My mother bounced back from that. But we're nonetheless, you know, making sure they stay home, you know, trying to get them to really curtail their activities and their exposure because of their age and vulnerability. My parents, both of my parents. I understand everybody. We're in that period where, like I said, 2 or 3 weeks should be very telling. If the E-rooms are still relatively quiet 2 weeks from now, something is clearly amiss.
Absolutely. Glenn, we got a lot of calls. We need to move
on. Thank you.
Before we get to our next caller, I got to remind people, I do have energy cleaners. I got mattress pads. Check out the energy cleaners, the mattress pads. Read up on them. Study up on them. If you want one, I'll take care of it. And I got a toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. Our next caller, let's see, is Sheldon in Arizona. Good morning, Sheldon.
Good morning, John.
Go ahead.
Hey, I don't know if you seen my text I sent you this morning, but
I did.
You did. Did you bring it up on the air?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. My entire thoughts on this COVID-19 pandemic is not as many people are dying as they claim, because I often tell people, have you seen the dead body, or have you heard any thing on TV about their funeral, things like that. And I think this is a ruse for what the elites are really up to. Now, last week there was an asteroid strike in Nigeria, and then I just learned yesterday that essential staff from NORAD and the U.S. Northern Command are starting to hunker down in the Cheyenne Mountain Complex now.
Right.
And
I think
this is all tied into what you warned your audience. Huh?
That's right. Well, NORAD is headquartered in Cheyenne Mountain. That's right.
Yeah, and I think this all ties into what you tried warning people about over a decade ago, that this Planet X system is headed our way. And And we're going to start getting strikes like this. And they just had one in Nigeria last week, and it created a loud explosion and damaged many buildings down there.
Right, right. I don't expect a lot of those rocks start hitting us before December, January time frame. Some people say it's going to be sooner, but I expect the odd rocks, just maybe some between now and then. But that's the time frame I'm looking at for good-sized meteors to start hitting the Earth.
So don't you suspect yourself that this COVID-19 is just a ruse for them to get ready for what's, you know, really coming our way, which is a threat from space?
No, I don't. No, I think there's other agendas other than that at the moment. No, I don't believe that.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to throw my two cents in today.
Well, thank you, Sheldon. We appreciate your call.
Yep, have a good one, Doug.
Okay. Next, we go to Kenny in Louisiana. Good morning, Kenny.
Good morning, John. Hey, I made a phone call to a friend of mine in the Navy just a second ago. I was listening to you talk about it all. I went ahead and called her. She said they're on, she said they were on Charlie status. I don't know what Charlie status is. Maybe you can clarify that. But,
well, Leon is a former U.S. Navy officer. Leon, what is Charlie status?
Well, apparently there's a medical version of Charlie, but I was concerned about DEFCON Charlie, because remember there's 1, 2, and 3, and 4,
right.
And that was based on a nuclear alert. So unless we have the exact description, unless you told them, you know, what it was it the medical or is it the military defense condition? That's what I would like to verify for your person.
Okay, I can call her back and get back with you real quick. But she was talking about they had to go in and get medical whatever. She's not currently in the Navy. But she's actually my boss, and she's on call, or however you do understand all of it. But I called her, and she said they were on Charlie status. And she said we've been on high alert or something like that, but she said we are on Charlie status is where we are right now. If you want me to call her back and clarify that, I can.
Yeah, find out. Is she in the Navy Reserve or the Individual Ready Reserve? She's on one or the other.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If you want to do that, Kenny, and get back with us, we got a few minutes here. Do that, and please call back. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I will. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, Leon, that's a good point. Whether she's talking about a DEFCON alert or a medical alert or alert for being a Navy reservist, which is another possibility, isn't it?
Absolutely. So yes, and I didn't catch the first part of your call this morning, but you were talking about it. You made reference to a Chinese impact of like an invasion. So can you elaborate on what you can disclose?
Well, yes, I've got multiple sources telling me that our enemies, the Chinese and Russians, will take advantage of this to do a Red Dawn invasion. Apparently, according to Dave Hodges, the president of El Salvador is already putting out tweets to the effect that World War III has already begun, and he's moved his armed forces to the borders of El Salvador to protect his country from the forces coming north to invade us. So that's basically what we did there. Let's see. Let's take our next caller here, Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning to you, John. I don't know about World War III, but let's get to this point. Europe will never be the same with this virus. That guy Sheldon had called in talking about a meteor strike. Well, that's possible. But I really believe if anything's a major event's going to happen in April or May, or especially in April, it could be a Cordillera maybe in Yellowstone blowing, because they keep saying there's rumbling going on over there in Oklahoma, and all these places up in the Midwest are having rumbling of earthquakes. Now, if that thing blew, I guess the whole world would be wiped out. The Chinese and Russian wouldn't have to worry. They'd basically starve to death, because we do basically feed the world. But I think what I really want to talk about is Europe is not ever going to be the same. They're going to have borders. Now, if you see what's going on in Mexico and our southern border, Trump has basically shut that border down. That border should have been shut down like this 50 years ago. There should have never been a million people coming across that border every day doing jobs Americans should be doing. Americans should be doing those jobs. They're cannibalizing the southern part of the United States. in the Southwest. It's being cannibalized, okay? Americans need to get off their lazy butt and start doing some of these jobs these people won't, they don't want to do, but they should be doing. Now, as far as what's going on with the Corona 19 and all that, once this is all over with, okay, let's say in 6 months this has all come to an end, okay, we have more people dying from fentanyl in this country and tuberculosis that our people are dying by the thousands. You have 5,680 Americans were murdered by illegal aliens last year. Okay, John? Now, we're not hearing about that in these with these demon rat, Pigs Pelosi and Feinsteins who had a Chinese communist in her cabinet. Remember that, John?
Her driver was a Chinese spy, right?
That's correct. And you got these demon rats placating to these communists because they're basically your Bolsheviks themselves. But I will tell you this. Europe will never be the same. They're going to start having borders. Even Germany's panicking now. Oh, we better have borders because they're basically being overrun. And you got to look at the main fact, too. The Israelis will not allow that country to be undominated with 5 million Arabs coming in there every day. They won't allow that or to move in there. Okay? Now.
Well, of course not.
What's that?
Leon, did you have a comment there?
No, that wasn't me.
Well,
John?
We got extraneous sounds. But go ahead, Kenny.
John?
Go ahead, Kenny.
John?
I'm here.
This is the perfect time for Donald Trump to get rid of all these illegals out of these sanctuary cities to start arresting these mayors, these governors, and everybody who's for sanctuary city. That's where Trump should show his presidency. Right now, you broke the law of the Constitution. Now you're going to go be arrested because you did not follow the Constitution. That's what I got to say.
Okay. That's some good comments.
I got a bunch of other stuff to say if you want, but they're cannibalizing our country. That's what they're doing. Cannibalism.
Okay.
Cannibalizing.
Okay.
Like locusts.
Kenny, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. Call number is 800-313-9443. Leon, we got some emotions running pretty high this morning, don't we, sir?
Absolutely. I agree with you. And I also sent you a report last night pertaining to zinc and how zinc deficiencies, this was done back in the 1970s. There's multiple reports and studies and how if you are deficient in zinc, you'll have very similar to COVID symptoms, nausea, lack of taste, lack of smell, diet, and yeah, I don't know if you got a chance to check that out, but it was quite.
Well, I did, and I it looks like I'm getting enough zinc for my regular diet. It looks like I got my callers confused. I thought that was Kenny in Louisiana. That was Tom in Florida previously, but now we have Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom. Kenny in Louisiana. Okay, Kenny in Louisiana.
There you go. You got it straight, John. It's okay. We'll let you off the hook this morning. Hey, I talked to her. She's on Navy. She's in Navy Reserve, and she said that it's medical and also, I forget what she said, attack or something like that on wait, the watch for it. Well, you know the words for it. I don't.
Right. Okay, but so she's basically on standby to be activated is what she's on right now.
Right.
Okay.
And she says Charlie for medical, and it stands for two things, and Leon, I think, said it earlier and what he said, but it's on for two different things. But she's on standby, yes, sir.
Okay, real good. Do you know what her job is in the Navy when she is active?
No, I didn't ask her.
Okay.
I didn't really want to try a whole bunch. I didn't want her to know what I was doing, telling everything on her. You know.
Well, you're, and we only know your first name, so it's pretty anonymous. Kenny, thank you, sir. We got another caller calling back here, Michael in New York. Michael, are you back?
Yes, sir, John. Thank you again for taking my call second time, John. That previous caller, see, now that's the guy that everybody's got to pay attention to. And when I call in, as you know, from last week and a week prior, I'm not dismissing this new China flu not being deadly, but these people that are panicking, they're the ones being duped. The stock market crashing like we covered a week or 2 weeks ago. Why is that happening because of this? There's no correlation. That's market should have been in pause mode, but no, it decided to crash. Doesn't that raise people out there that just don't get it yet, that this is all hyped? Again, last real quick, we don't know, most of the time I mean, they're not distinguishing between the new strain of the China flu compared to previous corona. So all these other calls that are saying, look, people are dying and are afflicted by the other flu, which is hard-hitting, that's all legitimate, and there's no distinguishing between that from our supposed authorities on that. And last, I'm in the works with this direct contact for you, and you have my personal number, so you can get back to me, and then I'll hopefully be able to set up the meeting for you.
I do. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
We have the last break. We'll be right back. Break.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here at Republic Broadcasting on the 31st of March. We're not going to take any more calls this hour. It's been a busy, busy hour, a lot of emotion, and that's understandable. This is a historical event that we're all living through. I'm making no apologies for wanting to exercise good journalism here, and that's my goal, is to be a good broadcast journalist and exercise good journalism principles here and good journalism protocols. And I'm not going to apologize for that. Leon, we're living in historic times, aren't we, sir?
Absolutely. And this is this is where spiritual preparation we've been talking about for years comes into play. So, you know, he always says, fear not. And so, and then back with fear and greed. Those are the two money emotions attached to the stock market. So people think they're going to make money forever, and then they also think that the market's going to go in the toilet forever. So, you know, neither one of those is correct. And it's just a matter of being focused on, you know, what is important right now, lives. The economy is by far, thereafter, is the second most important. But I'd hate to be the president right now with all the things going on, and especially with all the backstabbers and the Democrats on his back. I can't elaborate on how much stress he's under.
Well,
you need some serenity.
Yeah, well, his serenity, of course, is in the residence on the third floor of the White House, and I'm sure he has ways of dealing with stress that work for him. No, I would not. I do not envy the man in his position, and I don't know what his spiritual foundation is, but hopefully it will be strong enough to get him through this crisis. And my belief is that it will be strong enough to get him through that crisis. And we're going to see a turning back of people to their spiritual values, I believe, Lynn, as a consequence. My private discussions with Steve Ben Noon last night were very serious and very motivating for me. That what's coming is going to be testing the hearts of men and women nationwide, and it's already testing the hearts of men and women nationwide, and it will continue to. And the severity of what we're looking at, the seriousness of what we're looking at, will continue to grow for weeks. And we have, I know I was talking to a friend this morning that this will be over in 2 weeks. I hope my friend is right. I do pray, and I pray my friend is right. I'm not seeing evidence that that's the case, however. I believe we're looking at a month, 2 months, maybe the rest of this year. I don't want to prognosticate. I do believe, however, that our enemies will take advantage of this, whether they planned it like this or not. They will take advantage of it. President Trump, being in office four and a half more years, will cause them to lose their opportunity for a generation or more, won't it, Leon?
Absolutely. And when you think about his statement about, you know, buying all of this defense material, that you don't need military defense expenditures unless there is a potential threat. And so you don't need aircraft carriers and submarines for an invisible or
Leon, thank you, sir. We're out of time. Leon, thank you, sir. We're out of time.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it for the day. Medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up, guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.